Smoke, the marching band, a horse, flames, and fireworks greet Boise State football as it takes the field at Albertsons Stadium. But since September, the National Football League has banned flame devices in its stadiums after a machine shot fire sideways before a Tennessee Titans game. Troy Oppie reports on how Boise State is able to safely keep its fires burning.
Video posted from the Tennessean newspaper is dramatic. A malfunctioning flame effect throwing a 10-foot stream of fire sideways on the sideline at Tennessee Titans Stadium just as a September game was about to start.
Let's go!
According to the Tennessean, the NFL banned all flame effect or fire devices from its stadiums while an investigation into what went wrong was conducted. That investigation wrapped up in late October. It showed multiple points of failure for the device and procedure. Multiple NFL reporters told me those devices still have not returned to NFL stadiums. But at Boise State, crowds cheer a 20-foot-high flame that still greets the team at every home game. Tom Roz is Idaho's chief deputy fire marshal. He oversees code and safety at Bronco Games and watched that video from Tennessee.
When we saw it, it was, oh my gosh, could that happen here? Accidents do happen, but we've taken all steps possible to ensure that we have the safest display possible.
Those steps included adding fire blankets, additional extinguishers, and going from one operator for each device to two.
The steps we've taken to ensure it doesn't happen here are very concise, and we feel good about what we have here.
And the devices used locally are different than the device which malfunctioned in Tennessee. They might not look like much from the outside, a wood box painted black with the igniter device on top of an 8-foot pole, but they cost nearly $7,000 each.
It's relatively all brand new this season.
Boise State Athletics did not make anyone available for this story, but a spokesman said they rely on the advice of the state fire marshal when using flame effect and pyrotechnic devices. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.